This hour is brought to you by Firehouse Subs. Enjoy more subs, save more lives. It's Dukes and Bell, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. You know, we had that great conversation, Mike, with Barbara. And the thing about this Tennessee defense is they've not allowed a team to score 20 points. And she was saying, we think, you know, she thinks we need to score at least 30. If the Dawgs do, I think they win this easily, if that is the situation on Saturday. But, you know, you look at Tennessee and those common opponents, Mike, we talked about it earlier. Bama missed State, Florida. Georgia did not win against Bama, but, you know, they gave up 31 against Miss State. And then Tennessee had to beat Florida in overtime. Georgia beat them 34-20.
Right.
How does that all look when this is said and done to the committee if Tennessee is able to win? Well, obviously, they're sitting in front of Georgia right now. We know this is a must-win on Saturday night. But I just think defensively, and I said it all day, guys, line of scrimmage. Kirby's been pressing it. These guys have got to block. And more importantly, defensively, Mike, they've got to get after it up front.
Yeah, man, it's been Georgia's story all year, man. The offensive line issues that Kirby's related, they just don't have the continuity or the consistency at offensive line. The receivers haven't been able to make the big plays when they have. And Carson Beck's put it in their hands. Sometimes they don't even catch it. We've talked about I still don't know what that was, other than, you know, Ole Miss got the, you know, they got what they paid for. They got a really good physical team that just, you know, kind of beat Georgia on both sides of the ball. But Tennessee's offense, if Georgia scores 30, this game's over by two touchdowns, because Tennessee ain't going to score 30 points in this game. Night game, first night game for Georgia fans, first home game for like a month. Tennessee's been at home for a month. So I just like to think that Georgia finds something. You never want to be so cliched, Carl, to say it comes down to home field advantage, but this is where it really does help.
It does. And the crowd, not as if they're not into it, but even more so. Because this is the moment where I think they can really help blocking some of the, you know, not the noise, but helping with the noise and helping their defense, specifically when they're on the field, to maybe have Tennessee jump off sides a couple of times and not be able to hear the signal calls. More on the Dawgs coming up. Let's talk about the Falcons, Mike, because I want you to hear Zach Robinson, our offensive coordinator, talking about defensively what the Broncos present to us on Sunday. Great conversation with Brandon Cristall last hour. If you missed it, go online at odyssey.com. You can check it out. This is Zach Robinson talking about the Broncos defense. Listen to this.
Yeah, really, really solid defense at all three levels when you look at it. You know, Vance Joseph's been a great defensive coordinator for a long time. Shoot, I remember growing up in Colorado, remember him playing, you know, for the University of Colorado, and obviously we faced him a bunch when he was with Arizona, when we were with the Rams. So know the challenges that his defense, you know, schematically presents, and then you just look at the front, the way that those guys are playing. They play at a very high level across the board. There's really no weakness along the front. The second level of the defense is really solid, and then you know, the corners and safeties are all really good. Obviously, a really good player out there that they have at corner. So in for a big challenge. Got to have a great week of preparation, understanding you know, how to try to attack the scheme, and then understanding that it's a player's game, and it's going to be a great challenge for the guys up front and really everybody across the board.
They got 35 sacks. We got 9. Benito, Cooper, Allen, the law firm of Franklin and Myers. Yeah, as we said earlier, talking to Brandon Cristall from out in Denver, nobody outside of Denver even knows who many of these guys are, but they're playing really good as a unit, and they're getting after it. And I wonder, Carl, will we be able to establish the run, which is, you know, now again, we've shown the ability to throw for 500 yards against the Bucs. We've shown the ability to run for 250 yards, but, I mean, against Denver, it's hard to do both.
It is. And speaking of scoring points about the Dawgs, we got to get over the 20-point mark, guys. They're only allowing teams to score about 17 a game. We got to get over 300 yards. They don't allow teams to do that. We got to convert on fourth downs if we're going to go for it. And, Mike, we got to score in the red zone. All this stuff is elementary until you're not doing it. And that's why we said our stats really for losers. Because if we don't do any of this, Monday, I guarantee you we're going to be talking about, well, we didn't do, you know, we didn't score more than 20. We didn't get over 300 yards. This is going to be a tough task. Here's Kirk
losers.
Cousins talking
losers.
About. Yeah, Kirk Cousins talking about the Broncos' defense pass rush.
They have a great pass rush, and you always need to be aware that while I'd love to take another hitch, use my eyes to move a defender, try to look for that big play, if the rush is closing in and if it's going to lead to a sack, ball's got to go. Ball's got to get out and get to somebody.
Yeah, man. Kirk Cousins, you know, it's funny. You know, it's like we killed the bear. Pa held the gun. You know, he did fumble. He had the turnovers. So granted, he got hit like a pinata in the final couple of you know, minutes of that game. But, yeah, ball's got to come out. He was not accurate early, too, by the way. He was missing with Darnell Mooney. Darnell Mooney, by the way, is going to play. He is not listed on the injury report. Real quick, Carl, on the defensive side, though, for the Falcons,
yeah,
we are going to be out Mike Hughes, who, despite our misgivings about his age and experience level, he's been really good this year. He's out. D. Alford is out. So you're going to be leaning on Clark Phillips, you know, and A.J. Terrell, and there's not a lot of depth that you're looking for. Kevin King at nickelback, according to our man D. Led. Thanks, Mike! So all of a sudden, the corners, if you don't, it's not like you know who these, you know, wide receivers are for Denver outside of Cortland Sutton, but Javonte Williams has been a weapon outside of the backfield for them. So I don't know, man, a little thin in the back.
Good point. Corners. Wide receiver matchup. We're watching it Sunday. It's Dukes and Bell, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Back to the Dogs, Mike. Carson Beck. I'm not putting this on him. I'm putting this on the line of scrimmage and the offensive and defensive lines. But I will say this. If he struggles, and I asked you this earlier, does Kirby make a change? Would he be willing to go there? And I mean early. Let's say two picks first half, you're down 6, 8, 10, whatever. That's a different scenario, knowing that your college football playoff is on the line. We don't think he will, but it's something that I'm posing to you because he might be in a situation where he has to do something. Here is Kirby talking about what they tell Carson in those moments of adversity when he's needed to hear it.
There's need to hear, and then there's need to reaffirm what's true. You know, what's the actual truth? Because we don't deal in narratives and themes and what people say and social media fodder and what you guys think. We deal in truths. And the truth is what we usually say, tell them. You know, like, that's a good decision. That's a poor decision. That's a good drop. That's a bad drop. That's a good protection of the ball. If you're going to take a sack, that's a poor protection of the ball. We deal in truths, and we don't go much past that.
I don't know if that's Connor Riley on the keyboard, but he should be working as a stenographer at a courthouse. Wow, that's impressive. Yeah, but
it is.
But Kirby, you know, he's, you know, keeping it real. You don't deal in all the hypotheticals and all that. You're never going to see Gunnar Stockton. You're not going to see Polisi or, you know, Jaden Rashada. They're going to ride and die with Carson Beck. And, you know, you brought this up. We had Danny Cannell on about 2 weeks back saying, you know, you got to stick with it. You know, I mean, especially when you look how thin Georgia is at running back for this game. With ETN is out. You know, we talked about, you know, Nate Frazier's got to hold on to the rock because they're going to lean on him in this game.